Plurality Say Republican-Led House is Good for America. By Hannah Blow on November 22, 2022. A plurality of likely voters believe that the House being led by Republicans will be good for America, a Rasmussen Report survey released Monday found. The survey asked respondents how they feel about Republicans successfully taking control of the House. Is this good for America or bad for America? Or does it not make much difference? Nearly half, 48%, said it will be good for America, compared to 34% who said it will be bad and 14% who said it will not make much of a difference. A plurality of independents, 45%, agree it will be good for America as well. Further, 44% said that the Democrats retaining a majority in the Senate is good for America, compared to 41% who believe it is bad and 13% who said it will not make much of a difference. According to Rasmussen reports, as might be expected, 79% of Republicans believe it's good for America that their party won a majority in the House and 74% of Democrats think it's good for America that their party kept a majority in the Senate. By an 18-point margin, more unaffiliated voters say the GOP House majority is good for the country, 45%, than believe it's bad, 27%. However, 40% of unaffiliated voters believe it's bad for America that Democrats maintain their majority in the Senate, compared to 34% who think it's good. The survey also asked respondents who they blame for the GOP's subpar midterms performance. One-third blame Republican leadership, one-third blame former President Donald Trump, and 16% blame individual candidates. The poll was taken November 16 to 17, 2022. Among 1,000 likely voters and has a +3% margin of error. It comes as House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, passes the first hurdle to becoming Speaker, as Republicans nominated him for the leadership position last week. The full House will vote on the Speaker in January. McCarthy will need 218 votes to take the position and has already made a series of promises ahead of the vote, vowing to hold Democrats accountable and keep radical reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, Eric Swalwell, DCA, and Adam Schiff, DCA, from sitting on committees. On Monday, McCarthy added, "Next year, Republicans will start every day of Congress with prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. No exceptions," he emphasized.